It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 31st of August. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with another new piece of brilliant research that shows that EVs lead in emission reductions. This one comes from the University of Michigan. They're studying environmental science and technology, showing that the average BEV, battery electric vehicle, produces 71 to 73% fewer greenhouse gas emissions than a combustion vehicle over its lifetime, manufacturing, driving, and disposal. So many of these data points now, and yet still we see people not getting the message. ChargePoint unveiling their 3.75 megawatts ultra DC fast chargers. Their new chargers come with charging blocks which can split the power between, well, however many cars or trucks are turning up. But charging passenger cars at 600 kilowatts, not that you can buy a car that'll charge that quickly yet. They're saying they're future-proofing it. The US August numbers are not quite in the books, but Cox Automotive says it looks like it's going to be a record month for sales in the United States, up month on month, up year on year, thanks to the rise in electric vehicles. Media misinformation hampers UK adoption. Some new research coming out of the University of Oxford today, showing that UK national newspapers are rather fond of printing high levels of misinformation about electric cars. Over 6 months of analysis, 25% of EV articles in UK newspapers contained at least one false misleading claim. This is extremely dangerous for the adoption of clean green transport. I can only think these dying print businesses, which no one reads a newspaper anymore after all, are just desperate for clicks from the last few people who just do any old clicking on clickbait on the internet. And a lot of those people are probably not massive EV fans yet, or they like the little clickbait links of terrible EV stories. Otherwise, why would they be making stuff up? But of course, this is the UK newspaper industry we're talking about here. Norway's EV adoption is now at 94-95%. What's the actual car park of vehicles? It's now 30% vehicles on the road are pure BEV. So, talk about that misinformation. One of the stories that we see occasionally is, well, when we all drive electric vehicles, the grid will melt. Has Norway's grid melted? No, it's doing just fine. It generates about 157 terawatt hours of electricity per year. And even if I clicked my fingers and overnight every car in Norway was pure BEV, it would only still mean 6 to 7 terawatt hours of electricity, a drop in the ocean. And you know what? They're not living in darkness and eating mud in Norway. In fact, it's a very beautiful country, and the grid hasn't melted. Public EV charging got a little bit cheaper in the UK in July, according to the AA research, down by a penny or two, but still very expensive to charge publicly. Please charge at home overnight if you can at 7 pence. Porsche is considering fake gear shifts and fake engine sounds for their future electric vehicles. This actually came from the program manager of the Cayenne program, talking to a journalist on a ride along of the new Cayenne. So whether this was meant to come out or not, it's definitely not a confirmed piece of Porsche news, but he did say, we are discussing, you know, piping in noises of V8s and fake gear shifts and stuff like that. Bentley's CEO says despite high technology, and obviously China used to buy a lot of Bentleys and Rolls-Royces, now they're going for domestic high-tech vehicles. He says luxury is not about massive screens, luxury is about craftsmanship. I couldn't agree more. And Jimmy Carr, the world-famous comedian, has had his Aston Martin DB6, a classic car, converted to electric by an Oxfordshire company, Electrogenic, and it's all fully reversible. They don't cut, weld, or drill a thing. They haven't ruined the car. And that's briefly